You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72. Hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. We're glad to be back, live from Orlando, Florida. And we got a show for you today. That's right. To my right, my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the July 23rd, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I'm glad to be here.
And to my left, my buddy, my very good friend, my co-host, Gary Sinclair.
Hello, everybody, and I'm back here.
And sitting next to him is a young man all the way from Texas. That's right. He says his name is Braden. We're going to check that in a minute. What's your name, young man?
Braden Sinclair.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. Hello, okay. Everybody, and welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Okay, just talking to the mic. That's right.
You have to sit close to the mic.
Hello, everybody. I'm Braden Sinclair.
That's right. He's Braden Sinclair. And behind the scenes, we have, without him, there's no show, we have Mr. Chris Shaw behind the glass.
All right.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, we're glad to be back live in Orlando, Florida for the show today. Last week we went down South Florida visiting my brother, having his 80th birthday surprise birthday party, which was very nice. We missed you all. We hope you missed us. Lynn, we have any shout-outs today before we begin? Any shout-outs?
No, I don't. Maybe Braden does.
You got any shout-outs, Braden?
Want to shout-out to certain people?
Talking to the mic.
Shout-out to my mom, a.k.a. Stephanie Stolovich.
Okay.
And my dad, a.k.a. Stephen Brewer.
A.k.a. Okay, that's cute. That's very funny. What about your brother or sister? You have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have only one brother. His name's Jackson Brewer.
Okay, yeah. Jackson Brewer. Okay.
Sorry you're not here with us, Stephanie. I wanted to meet you in person. Maybe next time.
So, folks.
Well, Michael, you didn't ask me about my travels.
What kind of travels did you have?
I went to New York, got my spaghetti dinner.
You always go up to Buffalo.
I get my spaghetti dinner, and guess what? I brought half of it home again.
Oh, my God. He's the only guy I know.
You're going to get food poisoning.
Yeah, he's the only guy I know that goes and brings his spaghetti home in a suitcase.
From upstate New York.
It's easy. All you got, it's so much spaghetti they give you at this place in Niagara Falls, and you can only eat about half it. So I put it in a Ziploc freezer bag, gallon size, freeze it flat. Take
oh,
it out
you
the day
it
leave,
first.
Huh? Freeze
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
Yep,
that's
you freeze
right,
it. Then. And then you anybody wants to know how to do this, and you take it like that, and anything frozen, you wrap it in newspapers.
I'll pass.
Because newspaper is an insulator. I come home, and that spaghetti was just as hard when I got home.
Okay, wow. I'll pass.
Braden, would you like to tell everybody the phone number to call in and say hello?
Yes.
You know it?
Yeah. The phone number is 407-894-1680.
Very good.
Yeah. Perfect.
You had a phone number to call here.
Come
you
on.
You want to talk to us. 407-894-1680.
You
said it
hired.
Real good.
Can he work legally? He is hired.
Hey,
he's hired.
Watch this one, Chris. What's the number if they want to listen by phone?
I don't know if he knows.
You
that
know the phone
one.
Number?
He does. Oh, he does.
The other phone number. If they want to listen, if
yes.
they want to listen, what
yes,
is it?
Yes, I do. 518-712-0057.
Very good.
That's all right. Very good.
He's a Sinclair. He's got it.
Yeah, he got it. Listen, folks.
You start tomorrow.
I want to talk about today. We're going to talk today, and we'll probably talk about it next week too. It's called Reinventing Yourself. There's a lot of things how you can reinvent yourself that we've never really talked about on the air, but we're going to be talking about it today and next week about how to reinvent yourself. Like I was in the garment street all my life, and I reinvented myself, and here I am on the radio, and also in sales for radio stations. So bottom line, how to reinvent yourself. We're going to talk about that. And the second thing I want to talk about today, and this is something very sincere and down to my heart and everything else you want to say, we're trying and we hope to have a new radio show for kids. And the show will probably be with your, let's just say, helping us the fourth Sunday of the month. Each month will be on the fourth Sunday. But we need your help, because without your help, we can't have the show. Because right now we don't have any advertisers. So if you could help us, we certainly would appreciate it.
Well, we're working on the advertisers.
Yeah, we're working on advertisers. Yeah. So far we don't have them.
No.
But we need your help. So if you'd be kind enough, don't forget, we are a 501c3, nonprofit 501c3 for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're a nonprofit.
I think Braden
so if
has
you would give to Braden. The us, the radio show, you can take it off your taxes if you have any taxes. But to know that you've helped blind kids, that's what the show is going to be all about, blind kids between the age of, when it started off, between the age of 5 and I believe 18. And this show is going to be the first show, I understand, in the country for blind kids. And the kids will be on every week talking. We live on the air, just like we do it here.
The fourth week of the month.
The fourth week of the month. So if you'd be kind enough, something else we're going to do. If you call in today and give a pledge, we will send you a beautiful bracelet. We've sent out all the bracelets in the past. Everyone, they should all have them by now. But we're looking for some donations, $25, $50, or $100. And we're only going to take the first 20 people. And the reason for that is because until we have advertisers, after for the first month or so, anyone who gives, we're going to say your name on the radio every time we have the show. And we'll say, this segment is brought to you by whoever donates some money. So not only will we put up on our website their names as people that have supported the blind kids, but we'll say right on the radio show, and that's like we go to break and we have a segment for commercials. What we're going to do is say, this show is brought to you by, and mention your name. If you want us to mention your name, we're not going to say how much you gave, but the point is that you helped support the show. And if it wasn't for you, there would be no Blind Kids Show. So if you'd be kind enough to please give, call up 407-894-1680 and give a pledge. And we will call you back during the week and take credit cards or... What was the other?
PayPal.
So if you can give PayPal or credit cards, we will call you up during the week and get the information from you live. So if you just call for a pledge, that's what we would appreciate. $25, $50, or $100 pledge. So this way we can have the kids show, Blind and Beyond Radio Show for kids.
If I could, Michael, I want to donate the first $20.
Wow.
Well, it's 25, so you have
25. I'll donate the first $25.
Great, okay. Gary.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Gary Sinclair, $25.
We have a caller that's been waiting for Brunswick, Georgia. I think
I thank
to
you,
say hello.
Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Sure.
Oh, now we're going to break.
Going to break.
Going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the infant and toddler development specialists Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And please, please, please donate us for the blind kids for their own show.
Right. There. Don't forget to please give for the blind kids for the show. That's very good, Braden. Okay. Who's on the line right now for the Blind and Beyond radio show for adults? Who's on the line?
Well, we have Nancy calling in. No, Carmen. Oh, okay. Carmen's calling in. Carmen from Orlando.
Hello?
Hi, Carmen.
Hello, Carmen.
This is Carmen Thomas, a Lighthouse
Hello.
Central Florida client.
Hello.
Carmen.
Yes.
You there?
Yes, I'm here, Michael.
So what do you have to say for yourself, Carmen?
I'm happy to be on there to tell my story. I never heard of this radio station before, and after I've been listening to it, it's been very motivating. And I'm glad to be on here to share my story, and hopefully I can motivate others too.
We're glad to have you with us.
Yes, yes. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. So why don't you tell the listeners your story, Carmen? I understand you're a client of the Lighthouse.
Yes, yes.
In Central Florida.
My story, I thought, started 3 years ago, but it started well beyond that. Growing up, I was an athlete. I played basketball. You have to get physicals and things like that. And
one time when I went and got my physical, I found out I was a diabetic. I was 15, 16, and it was scary for me then. Being a diabetic as a child is different, taking insulin and taking shots. And being an athlete, I was embarrassed. So it's crazy because my mother was a former DBS employee, and she worked there, and I remember when I found out I was a diabetic, and she was telling me how important it was to take care of myself. She told me people at 28 and 29 were losing their vision. And, of course, me being stubborn and a teenager, and we always think we know everything, I brushed it off and I didn't listen. I stopped taking my insulin. I started trying to live what I thought was normal because other kids didn't have to do it. Long story short, I'm 27, my vision changed. I started seeing flashes. I didn't know what they were at the time. And I called my mother and I said, "Mom, I'm seeing light. And it's not like as lights I can't grab." And she kept saying, "Well, baby, you need to go get checked. You are diabetic, and you need to go." And being young, I didn't have insurance because I was worried about the money. I was living life, having fun. And things changed when Obamacare came in, and they changed the law, so my job was forced to give us insurance. Thank God, because then I went to the doctor. When I went to the doctor, I was 28 years old. It was February 2014, and when I went to go see the doctor, which was a doctor my mother recommended from her career, they showed me the x-rays. There was nothing but scar tissue on the back of my eye, and they were panicking, and I never understood why. They sent me to another doctor the same day to get another x-ray. And he was my retina doctor. And he told me that, I'm sorry to tell you, you're going to go blind. And he showed me the x-rays. And if you look at the x-rays, it was all white on my eyes, nothing but scar tissue. And, of course, I went to my mother and my father, and I showed them. And I was crying like a baby. Like, it's over. Like, my life is over. What am I supposed to do? And of course, my mom and my dad told me, "Don't worry, just pray about it, and you'll get through it. It's nothing you can change from the past. You can only look forward." And that's my mindset. So my birthday is in March 7th. It's March 7th. And I was so excited because after my birthday, a week after my birthday, I went and got glasses. And that was supposed to help me with my vision and everything. The crazy thing is I had my glasses for 2 days, March 21st, 2 weeks after my birthday. I was 28. I turned 29. Like my mother said, I woke up, and all I see was red. Red. I woke up, and I was like, holy moly, donut shop. Like, it happened. I was scared. I felt alone. I didn't understand. I called a friend that was up the street because she was closer to me. And I told her about the situation. I was panicking. She was like, "Does it hurt? Does this?" I'm like, "No, but I just see blood. It's like red." So I sat there and just stared at the wall. I called my job. My boss was like, "Okay, take care of yourself." I cried. I cried until 8 o'clock. And then I woke up and I called my mother, the only person I knew who would understand what was going on. And when I called her, first thing, they were supposed to go out of town. It was their anniversary. They came right up and got me. They took me into the doctor, and they were rushing me from my regular eye doctor to my retina doctor to another doctor. And then when I went to the retina doctor, he told me he needed to do laser because a vessel has burst in my eyes. And I was like, okay, well, I'm crying. I wanted to see my sister. And my dad had such a procedure before, so I asked my dad, "Did it hurt?" Now, keep in mind, my dad is way stronger than me. I did not put that in perspective. So when he was like, no, it don't hurt. You know, it's just a little laser, it does this. I asked the doctor, does it hurt? Because I'm the type of person, Michael, Lynn, that when I just need to know what to expect. Is it going to hurt? Fine. How long? Give me an hour. Give me a minute. I'll weather the storm. Man, the laser, when I went in there, I was all pumped. All right, let's get it done. Let's fix it. I'm all about fixing it. I put my chin in the tin thing, and they held my head. And I'm like, why are they holding my head? So when the laser went off, I felt everything. That was the worst pain in my life. I was, like, the worst pain for 30 minutes, and he was just zapping and zapping, and I'm crying, and I was screaming because it hurt so bad. And when I left, I went home. I got sick. The laser was did so much to my body. I threw up. I used the restroom on myself. It did so much. But that was the beginning of what I thought was the end. So then June 17th, my first surgery of my whole life on my eye, I didn't know having a vitrectomy, you had to lay down, face down, can't look up for 7 days straight, using the bathroom, riding in a car. Everything was laid down, face down. I did that. I got through it. I had to do it again because my other eye, I got through it. And then next thing I know, glaucoma. I'm like, what is that? I only heard that on TV. Like, nobody knows really what glaucoma is in my mind until they have it. So for me, it was like, what's that? And they showed me the scar tissue had healed and covered my drainage. Oh, so now I need a tube. But because I just had a vitrectomy, they had to put it in an awkward place on my eye, which is up front. So now I have a tube. And then I had to have another vitrectomy on my other eye, so then I couldn't see out of neither eye. So I went from sighted to visually impaired with one eye to legally blind to visually impaired again.
Can I ask you a question? How are you today? How are you today?
Today I'm making it.
You're making it?
I'm keep pushing. You know, I look at it like this. You can either settle and sit and not do nothing, or you can live. A lot of people exist. A lot of visually impaired blind people, they settle and stuff. But I'm like, nah, I want to be great. I want to be more. I get a new start.
You know what is upsetting me right now? Listen to your story. I heard
that?
A story like this a few weeks ago from another person who called the show.
Yeah.
And I was upset about that, and now I'm upset listening to your story. And I'll tell you why. But some
that?
Of the things that happened to you happened to me. And the point is, I have in my eye right now, in both eyes, I have I call them canals for the glaucoma.
The drainage.
The drainage. And when you do things in your eye, you can't have them, as you said, the scar tissues have to heal. And that's why I got many needles in my eye to prevent that. And all I'm saying right now, and I'm going to say that again to our listeners, you got to go to the right doctors who know their stuff, because there's too many doctors out there that don't know squat.
And what else do they have to do, Michael?
They
got to
get
opinions.
Second opinion.
Second
because
opinions.
The point being is very simple. I'm listening to your story. I'm sure a lot of other people have the same story. Yep. And all I'm saying is this way. When you mess around with anything important, your eyes especially, you got to get second opinions. And you got to go to the right doctors, not some doctor who's going to give you this or that. You got to go to the right doctors to get opinions.
And the other thing, Michael, is they need, if you have eye problems, you need to go to a doctor at least once a year to get a pressure check on
exactly.
your eyes.
Exactly. You got to go for glaucoma check and the point at which I go all the time. And I'm telling you now, all of you folks listening to this radio show, you got to get second opinions all the time. Because the point is, things like this shouldn't happen that often. And it does. Because a lot of doctors are clueless when it comes to certain things.
Well, Carmen, how did you find, what led you to the Lighthouse? How did that happen?
My mother encouraged me to go there. Yeah. I signed up with DPS.
Right.
And then through DBS, I signed up through Lighthouse. And going through Lighthouse, that was life-changing.
Was that DBS Central Florida?
Yes.
Okay.
And how was it life-changing for you?
Going into Lighthouse, seeing people that were blind and visually impaired living. When Chris came to the door and got me, I was shocked because he walked to the door and he was blind, but he said, follow me. So I followed him like, okay. And when David came, who knows my mother, and our whole interview was about my mother almost, watching him use his technology like a keyboard with no screen, I was shocked. Listening to the stories of how people lost their vision, car accidents and jobs and stuff, I learned I'm not alone. I learned that it's possible to live again, because I'm only 32 and I was giving up.
No.
Never give up.
Never give up.
But Lighthouse gave me that, seeing that, being around people. Hey. Now, when my friends see someone in that state, I have two people that attended Lighthouse. They come and tell me, and guess what I do? I go and go to the person at Walgreens and I show them what I've been through and how I'm making it.
Carmen, do you listen to this show? Do you listen to this show, Carmen?
Yeah, man. That's what it's about.
That's right. This is, you never give up. You never give up, and you never give up. It's positive. You have to be positive.
She sounds very mature.
Right. I tell myself I don't have bad days. I have good days. I have great days. I have awesome days,
wow,
man.
That's right.
Wow. What a saying.
Thank you so much for calling in, Carmen. I really
thank
do.
You.
We'll be talking to you again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? You're going to come over here again.
Keep on listening.
Thank you so much for coming back.
Maybe you'll come into
absolutely.
The studio sometime.
The studio. Absolutely.
Would you like that, Carmen?
All right, you guys. Thank you for having me on here.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We have a caller right now calling in from,
Durham,
who is it?
Durham, North Carolina.
Durham, North Carolina. It's Nancy from Durham, North Carolina. Nancy on the line.
I'm on the line, but I'm only visiting in Durham. I'm from Eustis, Florida.
Nancy from Eustis, Florida.
Michael's
by the way of Durham, North Carolina. There you go.
Right.
Well, hello, Nancy.
How are you?
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Braden, say hi to Nancy.
Say hello to
Nancy. Hi,
Nancy.
Hi, Braden. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
A little younger than Martha Lee.
So what do you have to say for yourself, Nancy?
Well, it's hot up here in Durham. Very hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like what you were saying about having a kid show.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's an awesome idea, and I would like to be among the first to donate
$50.
Hey.
Wow.
Nancy. Thank you.
Braden, did you hear that?
So you're the second.
Yeah.
Gary.
Well, thank you, Braden.
Gary was first, and now you're second. That's fabulous, fabulous.
Well, good.
Yes, thank you very much, Nancy.
Braden just said thank you.
Thank you so much. Because
you're
we have
very
to
get, welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in, and we appreciate your pledge of $50.
Yes.
Okay, take care.
Thank
all
you
right.
So much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, and that's what
Come
we're trying to
soon.
Do, so we get the board of directors to approve what we're doing here. Because the point is, we need our listeners to give, because right now we don't have any advertisers. We hope to get advertisers, but we need you folks out there to pledge and to give so we can have a radio show for the kids.
And don't forget, these kids are the beginning of life. This is what we're trying to help them through.
What do you say about the blind kids?
Donate the blind kids as much money as you can.
Right, $25, $50, or $100 for the kids, blind kids.
Right,
so
now
we can have our own show.
We have Steve from New York calling, and he's a first-time caller.
Steve from New York?
Sure, it's New York. Yeah. Okay.
Positive, it's New York.
Okay.
New York.
Okay, Steve from New York. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right, yourself.
Doing fine.
Good. Hey, Braden, it's Gigi.
Hey, Gigi.
It's your other grandfather.
Hello, Grandpa. I ain't met you. This is the other grandpa.
How are you, other grandpa?
Doing fine, buddy. Braden's having a ball here. He's doing very well.
What do you have to say, Braden?
Talk to him, Braden.
Hi.
I heard the other natural on the radio show, so I thought I'd call and donate.
Yeah. Are you going to donate?
I'm going to donate. Yes, I am.
Oh, very good. Wow.
Very nice.
How much money?
$100.
That we don't say on the air.
How much?
$100.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you. How much money was it for the first one?
$25, and then $50 from Nancy. Now $100 for the grandpa.
Wow.
$175.
Wow, you're smart.
He's calculating it up.
Yeah.
So we'll take your, if you would please, we'll take your name and phone number now and off the air, and we'll call you Monday or Tuesday. We can give your credit card off the air, okay?
Do we send him a bracelet too, Michael?
Well, absolutely we'll send him a bracelet.
Send you a bracelet.
Absolutely.
Well, that would be great.
And thank you.
Wait,
and
now, you'll be able to hear your name. Wait, Steve.
Okay.
Don't hang up.
No,
I won't hang up.
No. Don't hang up. I want you to stay on the line right now, as a matter of fact.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Because I need you to hear this other voice as well that's on the phone line with us as well. I'm going to call you Steve 1. And then I'm going to call the other Steve, Steve 2. Steve 2, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Dad.
Where are you at, Steve? Where are you at?
I'm sitting in my room in South Korea right now.
South Korea.
We got a call from South Korea.
There's a man serving our country, Sergeant Steve Brewer.
Oh, I apologize. Sorry, Sergeant. My bad.
All good.
So how's it going over there, Steve?
Pretty good. We're doing a lot of training over there for sure.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Talk to your daddy.
Yes, Braden wants to say hello to you. He misses you.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Mama.
Yeah.
Tell Dad what you're doing right now.
Right now I'm just talking on the microphone.
You got to talk. Get closer to the mic. Get closer.
Right now I'm just talking on the microphone and drawing at the same time.
He's doing a good job, ain't he, Steve? Yeah.
Tell him your line. He wants to hear the line. What's the line? What show is this?
The Blind and Beyond radio show.
Right, Blind and Beyond radio show. And what about the blind kids?
Are you going to donate?
No, don't say that.
He's good at it.
I don't say that. No.
Y'all got him working already. Dad, and grandfather, look, I done already hired him already, just so you know. So he'll start working tomorrow whenever he's ready.
Well, his mother's out there. I know she'll be able to donate.
Well, I'm sure you're glad. I thank you, Steve, for I tried to work this on in before I went to vacation so you could call in, and I really appreciate you calling all the way from Korea.
What time is it there?
What time is it?
It's about 9 o'clock in the morning here.
Oh, wow.
Monday.
It's already Monday.
Oh, it's Monday. Monday. 9 o'clock.
Monday. Wow. Yeah. Wow. And tell your boss thank you for letting take some time to do that.
And thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you very much for your service.
And you stay well and stay away from the bullets.
I'm pretty far away from that.
Okay, good.
Jeez. He just said hello and goodbye.
Kids, right?
Yeah, but that's what he's doing.
Hey, Sarge, we appreciate you. Thank you so much, Sarge.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
See you soon, Steve.
Bye. Thank you, Steve and Steve.
Stay safe.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, Steve 1, hold on, Steve.
Take his phone number and address, and we'll send it.
Thanks for your donation, Steve.
And we'll call Monday to get his credit card.
Absolutely, anytime.
Thank you. Right, thank you so much for donating for the blind kids.
Keep listening to our show, Steve.
I sure will. You be good.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's moving right along here. So those folks who want to call in, it's 407-894-1680.
Hey, you're knocking Braden out of a job.
Well, say it again, Braden. The phone number.
407-894-1680.
And Tom, don't forget to give for the blind kids so we can have a radio show for the blind kids.
Do you want to go to trivia first with Braden?
Yes.
And then I'm going to do
some talking. We're going to do trivia with Braden. Trivia. We're going to do trivia time.
Oh, wait, he's on the phone. He can't do the music.
Yep. Okay.
Well,
we'll have to wait a minute.
Too hard.
Well, let's just wait for Chris. In the meantime, I wanted to remind everybody that if you need any type of home care assistance, don't forget to call Home Care Assistance of Orlando because they have a really unique approach to caring for older adults. Each client chooses their own carefully screened caregiver, and there's no contract required. And they have hourly care. They have live-in or 24-hour care. They have they help you with Alzheimer's patients, dementia patients, Parkinson's patients, or maybe, you know, somebody that had a stroke, or somebody in your family needs hospice support, and they also do post-hospital care. So don't forget to call Home Care Assistance in Orlando, and I'll give you their phone numbers just in case you're interested in calling them. And what did I do with it? Jeez. Oh, here it is. Okay, so the address is 5178 Dr. Phillips Boulevard in Orlando, and their phone number is 407-232-7155. That's 407-232-7155, and that's if you...
It's on our homepage in case they miss everything, right?
It's not on our homepage. It's on our advertiser page.
Page.
It's Home Care Assistance Orlando, and they're the best, and they will help you, and you could talk to them, no pressure, and tell them what you need, and they'll work together with you.
Call and ask for Tom, can't they?
Pardon me?
Call and ask for Tom.
It's Jim.
Jim,
that's right.
Jim Pasquinelli.
Jim's a good guy. I like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have another caller on the line.
Who's on the line right now?
Well, by the first name, I think I know who it is.
Who's on the line?
Let's just make sure it's not a double. Yep. Okie dokie. We have Jason Goldfield calling in from
Jason
Palm Beach, Florida.
Jason Goldfield calling
West
in
Palm
from
Beach.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, guys? How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Good.
Nice to hear your voice.
My grandson said hello to you.
So what's happening there,
West Palm Beach? How you doing?
Good.
Good. You like being on the air, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I came in and I heard, you know, kind of what you're doing. I turned the show on a little late, but I love the idea of what you're doing, and I would love to be able to help donate to your to the kids show, so I'd like to be able to donate $25.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason.
You're quite welcome.
$25 from Jason Goldfield. And Jason, we'll call you up Monday or Tuesday and get your credit card. And don't forget what I said. All the folks that are advertising on the radio show are helping, because we don't have an advertiser yet. We will have your name brought to you by... And then we'll list the people's names at the first show or the second show. And even if we have advertisers, we'll still do it for at least the first couple of months and show everybody that you donated to help us, you, help the kids have a radio show for the blind kids. Thank you so much, Jason Goldberg.
You're quite welcome.
Thank
You're
you
quite
for $25.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jason, do you have children at the outreach?
Yeah, we don't have on a consistent basis, but we do have a kids club program. Mm-hmm. So and every year they do put on a huge like Christmas program, mm-hmm. And all that, and they have something going on at Easter time. So they have programs throughout the whole year doing things like that.
Okay, well, we'll have to get together and maybe we can have some children from West Palm Beach calling in also. How would you?
All right, sounds awesome.
That'd be nice.
Yep.
Okie dokie.
All right. Well, thank you
so much. Jason.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Regards to Wanda and Raven.
Yes. Let's go to trivia. Trivia time. Trivia time.
Later.
All right, Brayden, you're on.
Brayden, you're on.
Wait till
first
the music.
Trivia is coming from. What's your name? What's your name, young man?
Brayden Sinclair.
Brayden Sinclair is the first trivia. Okay, let's go.
A little bit of music. Yeah, here it is.
Speak into the mic, nice and loud.
Okay, what's your first question? What's the trivia question? Don't give the answer.
My first question is, bees are found on every
continent.
Continent of Earth except for one. Which is it?
All right, let's repeat it again, nice and slow. Bees, right?
Bees are found on every continent of Earth except for one. Which is it?
That's really tough.
That's a tough one.
That's really tough.
Bees are on every continent except one. Which continent are not bees there? Is that the question?
Now, wait. Yep. Is Ireland considered a continent? Because it's in a place by itself, too, isn't it? Ireland?
No, that's a country.
That's a country. We're talking about a continent.
A continent.
Continent.
No, not Ireland. Iceland. Is that what I'm thinking of?
You're thinking of Iceland. Yeah.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. It's 407-894-1680. So, what's the answer to Brayden's question?
I got it. Florida.
Florida, yeah.
The continent. Continent.
Gary.
407-894-1680.
While we're waiting for somebody to answer Brayden's question, Gary, why don't you tell us about how you're traveling.
In Buffalo.
Oh, yes.
What it was like to travel, not a...
You just gave the answer.
What? Buffalo?
Yeah, it's Buffalo.
Well, you know, they when I get up there, they go, "You came to Buffalo?" They call it Buffalo. But, yeah, I go on my yearly family reunion up in western New York, and I tell you what, anybody flies, this is a commercial, fly Southwest if you're blind. They're so nice.
I agree 100% with you on that one. 100% I agree with you.
Michael agrees with me. We yep. both fly Southwest, yep. and Miss Sheila flies Southwest, Sheila Young. When we travel, because the they're so friendly.
And they let you on first.
Pick your own seat.
Right.
And I'll tell you what. And you know what? I don't know if it's because of my hat. I wear my CB hat and stuff. And every time I go to pay for my drink, they say, "Don't worry about it. Thank you for your service."
Wow.
You don't wear your Blind and Beyond hat?
No, I wear my CB hat I fly. I wear my, then the rest of the week, I wear my Blind and Beyond. That's where you saw where. It was so, people don't understand, and I go up, I have my brother up there, he lives, I call him my brother, I've known him since I was four, and five.
Your brother.
And he lives, there's a house in between his house and my house, and where I go, stay with him, with his family, I'm considered family. But I'm right next door to my house, where a man, his name is Pete, and he bought my dad's land 20 years ago. And it's so cool to go back home now and be on my own land. I go in his garage while he's working on a 1964 GTO, restoring it, you know. And he take me on a tour through my house, which my house was built in 1851.
Wow.
And it's 160 years old and just as good as when I lived there. And it's just, you know, such a feeling to be back on my land. It's really cool. So
I didn't know that the house was so old, Gary.
Yeah,
that's
1851.
Nice.
It was.
Wow.
And it's got.
I like to see pictures of it.
Harut cellar and.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and the tree he had to whack off some of the tree. I forgot what kind of tree it was.
Bee tree.
Yeah, bee tree. It was about 75 feet tall, and the county said that's the biggest, widest trunk of any tree in Niagara County. But he had to take some of it off because afraid of the storms coming down and taking, you know, a limb through the house or something. So that was a shame because that was my climbing tree. So, yeah, I had a great time. The weather was good, and it was so neat because here we were in the mid-90s, and I get up there, and it's...
We're going to break. Don't go away.
60 degrees at night.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break.
Catch you on the other side.
Two J's Restaurant, corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try Two J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is any lab test now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any lab test now. Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Say it closer.
Hello and welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. By the way, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And that young man was all the way from Texas. He's in the studio with his grandpa, Gary Sinclair, and his name is Braden Sinclair.
And Braden, would you like to take the caller on top that says they're calling in for trivia? Why don't you welcome that person?
Can you see it? Who the
starts
screen
with
is?
A B. B as in boy. See, right here.
Can you see the screen?
Yeah.
Okay, you welcome that person.
Welcome.
Hello, Beverly.
Beverly.
Hi.
Hi, Beverly.
And where is Beverly from, Braden?
Hi, everyone.
Beverly's from Orlando, Florida.
Orlando.
Right.
Orlando. For
that's right.
Yes, Braden. I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Uh-huh. Well, hello, Beverly.
Hey.
Are you a first-time caller?
I think I called maybe several months ago, but I didn't win anything.
Okay.
So did we have your name for a bracelet? I don't remember the name.
Sure.
Did you get your bracelet?
Did you get your bracelet?
Oh, no, I didn't win anything.
You didn't have to win. It just to be
now we'll send you out a bracelet now. But are you calling in for trivia now?
Yes.
All right.
What do you think the answer is?
I think it's an obstacle. But I'm not.
You won.
Sure.
You won. She won.
Yeah. All right. Yay. Congratulations.
Congratulations. You won.
Did you congratulate her, Braden?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And what did she win?
She won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Oh, boy.
If you want good barbecue, go to Sonny's Barbecue. Sonny's
right.
Barbecue.
And she'll get a bracelet, too.
And you're going to get a bracelet, too. So you're getting a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue, and you're getting a beautiful bracelet that says Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. All right, so keep on listening.
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up. Give your name and address to Chris off the air, and we'll send it out to you.
Thank you for calling, Beverly.
Thank you, guys.
Keep
and
on
I enjoy
listening.
Your program when I'm able to listen.
Well,
thank
you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now
all
let's
right.
take our next. Oh, you're going to get her address, right? Please. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, hold on, Ms. Beverly. I got you.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
All right. All right. Now we are taking another caller. This person's been very patient. She had to call back. But let's welcome Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn.
From Georgia.
Hi.
Hi, Carolyn from Georgia.
Hi.
Georgia
Queen.
The Georgia Peach.
Yeah, that's what.
That's cute. Yeah, I just want to say hi and let you know I did receive my bracelet.
Good.
Well, very good.
I hope you like it.
And I like the pledge before Braden asked. I'll pledge $25.
Oh, my goodness, Carolyn. Thank you so much, Carolyn. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I hope you're going to listen to the show, too, Carolyn.
For the blind
kids. Oh, I will. When is it?
It's going to be, well, the board has to vote on it after the show. Sometime this week, the board will vote on it, but I think there'll be no problem now since the show is going to be paid for by the audience.
Okay.
We're planning on
the fourth Sunday
of August.
Fourth Sunday of August.
Yeah. That's when we got the clearance.
Once we get the approval from the board, then we'll go ahead with the show, fourth Sunday of each month.
But we got the clearance from the radio station. They're saving us the fourth Sunday of the month.
All right, I'll listen.
It'll be 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It'll come on before we come on. So it comes on at 6. The kids come on the show, comes on at 6. The adults comes on, show comes on at 7.
Yeah, now my grandson has started having a problem with his eyes. He's 16.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get him to call in and tell his story. We'll have
that
other people like that talking.
That would be a good
absolutely.
Idea.
And make sure he sees all the doctors he needs see, too.
Just say that we already have your address, Carolyn. Just leave your name so we can call you up to get your credit card Monday or Tuesday. How does that sound?
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your donation.
Your pledge of $25 for the kids. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay.
Right. So it looks like we're going to have, hopefully we'll be able to have our blind show for the kids. We'll keep going here. It'd be beautiful. So this way we don't have to worry about anything as far as the advertisers come on. Fantastic. Hopefully they do. But it shows the people support it. Right, Braden?
Yeah.
For the blind kids.
So, Braden.
Yeah?
I heard a little story. A little birdie told me. Know what they told me?
What?
That you enjoy making little movies for YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you tell us about that?
But talk into the mic.
Yeah.
Get closer to the mic.
My YouTube channel is called White Ranger Plush.
Well, he's got it right there.
I make stop motion and stuffed animal videos. My goal is to get 100 subscribers, so please follow me.
Now, what is it called? Now, say clearly.
White Ranger Plush.
Let me see it. Let me see what.
But I got a question for you, Brayden.
Wait a second.
This is a very personal question.
Oh, 1 second, Michael. It's called White Ranger Plush. PLUSH.
Brayden.
On YouTube. That's
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You know Grandpa can't see, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. It's a very personal question. Do you find it difficult being with Grandpa because he can't see you?
No.
Do you ever take Grandpa around because he can't see you? Do you ever take him by the hand and take him somewhere?
No, he knows sighted guide.
Yeah.
Do you help him? Oh, you do help your grandpa.
He knows how to put his arm behind his back, so we're going through a tight area.
Tell the audience that you help your grandpa.
I help my grandpa.
Yeah?
He does very well.
How do you help
him? He did what you told him to do.
That's right.
How about when you go to a restaurant? What do?
Take him to the seat.
You take him to the seat? That's very nice. Yep. And do you help him with the menu?
Yeah.
Can you read the menu?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I tell you what is really unusual. People out there that are listening to us, sighted viewers, listeners, and it's, Braden says he knows about my blindness. He knows I'm blind now. But I tell you what, it's a dickens to try to teach them that I'm blind when they're 1 and 2 years old. They just, you can see. I know you can see. Don't tell me, and it's a long time before, 3 or 4, before they really start understanding that you can't see. And it's a project to teach you.
Is that how old Braden was before he understood, about 3 or 4?
Yeah,
because I probably would have did the same thing to you, too, at that age.
They just don't understand.
Why are you playing with these glasses in the house? It's dark. Why you got these glasses on? That's what I would have said.
Yeah.
But it's understandable, but that's great. Braden, let me ask you this, Braden. What else do you enjoy doing with your grandfather?
You go in the pool with him?
He goes swimming with me.
Yeah.
We played tug-of-war with the alligator tape, tried to keep me in the deep end.
Wait,
right?
You played tug-of-war with alligators?
Yeah, we got an alligator in the pool.
With an alligator?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that alligator.
Braden kept me down that deep end. I had to give up. I got tired. I was trying to get to the shallow end. Right, Bray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you swim?
Yeah.
This is a nice, it's a cute alligator.
Who taught, what pool did you learn how to swim in?
What alligator you know that's cute?
Grandpa's pool.
An inflatable alligator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A raft.
I even got a sign.
I learned how to swim in Grandpa's pool.
No, really?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful pool.
Yeah.
We're going to break.
Going to break.
Don't go away. Come right back.
Afraid to say don't go away.
Catch you in a second hour.
I'll be right back. A lot more to come up.